morning, Big Town Man. It's fucking winter time. It's winter time here in Australia, and I need to duck outside for little bits and pieces here and there. Heart disease, recovering from heart attack, got a pacemaker in, just a lot of damage all over, you know. And one of the issues is, aside, why do I look like some sort of a fucking nutcase, you know, with this hatting arrangement, is that I've almost had my fucking head torn off in a around about 170k an hour. 170. Nearly 170k an hour fucking motorbike crash. And a few other things, you know, just not good. So this is my very thin red beanie. It also happens to just fit under my fucking bicycle helmet, you know. And I shall pull this off. But if you can sort of see it like sideways like that, now the fabric comes down, you know. Well, what this fabric is it's polar fleece. All right. And this sheet of fabric protects my sort of forehead, and it stops cold breezes blowing on the back of my neck. So that's what it looks like. And it fits under the fucking beanie like so. See, so it may not be super fucking brilliant, but this is incredibly warm. I was just outside and it's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 degrees centigrade, and the wind speed is maybe about 15, 20 k's, you know, fluctuating. And I didn't get cold around the back of the neck once, you know. And so I, unlike all the trendsetters which buy everything off the shelf, I tend to make, manufacture, design or test, you know, garments, you know. And sometimes it may not be that sort of fashionable, and it may not be that trendy, but if I design something, it's pretty fucking good and it really works. So that's what the big neck flap is. And the fabric is called polar fleece. It's a synthetic. It works optimally in cold and dry, as in low humidity or even high humidity. But where it sort of fucks, so it keeps you really, really, really warm. That is up to the point of where you start getting a little bit hot and sweaty. And I think, see, air, which is dry, versus air, which is warm and humid, has different electrical properties. And I think as soon as you start getting a little bit warm and sweaty, it steams up, and then the polar fleece tends to trap the moisture in rather than letting it go through as if it was a cotton or a wool garment. So up to that point, polar fleece is fucking brilliant. And also, with all my knowledge and experience of setting things on fire, I'm not a huge fan of wearing synthetics. So if I'm outside or just going for a little bicycle ride down to the shops and back or whatever, that protects my neck, and I don't have a big tank of fuel or tanks of fuel sitting between my legs, ready to go fucking kapow with every head on with a truck, So sometimes I'm quite okay with synthetics, but on the whole, I prefer non-limited combustible or slow combustible type fabrics like cotton and wool. But yeah, that's something if you've got a neck or you just want to minimize body heat loss, make up a little thing like that and pop it under your beanie, And yeah, it's fucking heaps warm. And I push this on to the gentlemen of this site that one of the things to do is read and study, read and study, read and study, because it's beneficial. And I'm quite sure that these weren't the only people, the only people who ever did this, but the glorious Nazis, National Socialist Party members, performed some pretty sort of terrible experiments on people, but I'm not responsible for it, so that's life, But what happened is that they were concerned about their flyers, people flying aircraft, crashing in the North Atlantic and how to survive. So one of the things that they did was they did research in how people freeze to death. And there's a temperature, the extremities of fingers and toes and nose and stuff, And then the core temperature of the body. And then they would stick people in troughs of sort of freezing, like brass bust the ice on top and then drop them in and see how long it typically took someone to sort of black out from freezing, or die. And, wrap them in wet blankets and then just fucking leave them out in the open type stuff, and icy cold nights and days or whatever. And there were tons and tons and tons of experiments, and one of them was a series of them were is how do you protect the body from heat loss? What ways can you what things can you do to minimize it and slow it down? And so instead of being sort of dead within like 15 or 20 minutes in fucking icy cold water. I'm not that au fait on the fucking. It's a long time since I've read this stuff. But one of the things that they found was that the area of the body that has the greatest heat loss is the back of the neck. The back, if you get, not cut the neck, but if you sort of get from, say, the back of the jaw, and then go around the back of the neck. That area has major blood vessels going through it, and there's very little sort of fat or body tissue to insulate and slow down the heat loss. So if you can cover up, that back part of the neck, to prevent heat loss. You stay physically, you stay warm, and if you got damage to your neck, keeping your neck warm in really cold sort of winds and shit is a very important thing. So this is why this is like this is just polar fleece, cut it out to an approximately right shape, then pull the fucking beanie over it, and so that's a major sort of way to prevent heat loss. So, you know, I think it's brilliant. And you know, it's like, there you go. So, gentlemen, enjoy and thank you for your attention and time.